Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Now sworn in, our new mayor is calling on us to reimagine what Cairns could be. Mayor Amy Eden, along with the rest of our new council, was sworn into power last night. In her address, Mayor Eden says she knows they've got a difficult task ahead, inheriting record high debt and two major infrastructure projects. New reports show that Queensland jails are operating with up to 50 less staff than usual. The mass exodus has reports showing staff working over 60 hours a week to make up the shortfall. The Lotus Glen Correctional Centre near Mareeba is currently missing 28 full-time equivalent staff, or just under 8% of its workforce. Sugar has a huge potential for creating clean energy. That's according to Australian Sugar Milling Council CEO Ash Saladini, who says biofuel made from sugarcane has the potential to power 850,000 homes.
We are one of the only sources of renewable energy that's synchronous. That means we can produce energy when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow. And so we want a payment for that like other synchronous generators like coal generators as well.
It comes as the Australian Sugar Milling Council has made a submission in response to the federal government's consultation on its electricity and energy sector decarbonisation plan. And it's been 5 days since the disappearance of Senior Constable Scott Duff. The 50-year-old was last seen in Edmonton on Monday. The stranger danger alarm has been raised following a concerning incident at a park in the state's southeast. A mother sharing on Facebook that her children were approached by an unknown male 2 weeks ago who asked intrusive questions. Managing Director Holly Ann Martin from Safe for Kids says it's important parents and carers have open and honest conversations with their kids.
One of the tips that I usually give parents in a parent workshop is to have a family code. You know, you're walking to school and somebody pulls up and says, hey, your mum said to come and pick you up. If you don't know the secret code or the family code, then I'm not getting in the car with you sort of thing.
And Tropical Cyclone Paul will not impact the Queensland coast. The Category 2 system's currently 1,100 k's northeast of Cairns, and it's expected to begin weakening today and dissipate over the weekend.